Hello, welcome to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with FPL expert Ash Kernsworth.
Hi, everybody.
Tom Holmes.
Ahoy.
And myself, Craig Hazel. It's 2018 and we're all back.
Oh my God.
Good God.
It feels like we were literally never together in 2017.
I can't believe it. It's the first time we've all been together since October 31st, 2014, since the World Cup. Like, yeah, like 3 months ago or something. I don't know.
Crazy.
Maths.
But it's like Craig went away and Tom just went out and brought all the Gaffer Tapes merch.
I am wearing it all, didn't I? What's all we're going to be doing on Twitch? So I just got all my
merch.
Well,
that's why I wore my Grease 2 t-shirt. So I was hoping that might. But next time we'll do it. But yeah, Christmas done. New Year done. I hope you had a lovely time, both of you.
Please. Yes, I did. Yes, thanks.
Please
don't go anywhere, Craig.
don't leave us again.
Don't
go back to Australia. It's all right. No, I disgraced myself deliberately so that hopefully I'll never be invited back and I'll be here forever.
That's hopefully.
But yeah, as always, Christmas was a pretty hectic football schedule. We talked about it off air a bit. Obviously, we'll go through the details of the last game week. But in general, Christmas for me, one of the major things it's about is football. And I almost felt saturated by it. There was a bit too much of average shit going around, I thought.
Bread sauce for me. Bread sauce. That's what Christmas is about.
You know when they always talk about having the winter break?
Yeah.
And I was like, no, don't do that. It sucks. By the end of Christmas, I was fatigued from watching the football. The players looked like they were fucking dead.
Yeah,
they were just like every single player was totally.
Well, there was a lot of rotation, wasn't there?
If I could be the first to sort of talk about football. Chris is saturated,
which I was quite happy with. I quite like that.
Yeah.
The teams who were playing in the FA Cup, like, so West Ham rotated half the team.
Mm.
The players who'd, like, hadn't been rotated were just like walking around like little zombies.
Do you know what I mean, though? They do 90 minutes fucking work every couple of days.
Tom, if you had to play a football match every other day at the end of the week, imagine how naked
you'd be. I'll have you know that in 1997, I went on a tour with the New Windsor Ospreys to Butlins, and it was a football tour, and we played upwards of 3 games a day. And we were out in the disco till at least midnight, thank you.
Is it a tour if you only go to one place?
Well, I don't know, yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure. Well, it was called a tour.
Because otherwise...
My dad came to help out, so...
I don't know if that makes it at all.
I think it's a difficult situation because they play so many games. All the players get really tired. They can't really rotate around it because you just lose. And then if they give them a winter break, they just all fuck off...
To Ibiza.
They fuck off to another country to play some friendlies.
And they all get fat.
Yeah, that is it. Yeah. They do go to friends. And betting on goals in lower league football is tremendous over Christmas because you know they're all on it. But like, there were some classics, like the Arsenal-Liverpool 3-all, where Liverpool somehow managed to not take 3 points. It was great. And Spurs battering Southampton 5-2 was good. But in amongst all that, there was a few, like, City 1-0 over Newcastle, Everton-Chelsea 0-0. There was a few quite early as well.
Those exciting ones were quite early over the break, weren't they?
They were pre-Christmas.
It got shitter. The closer it went on, yeah.
But we're back.
Right.
We're happy
the
now.
FA Cup's back.
I'm happy to be back.
Sticking an international break and
We've got international friendlies coming up soon as well, so it's all really exciting. It's all really, really exciting. But we are into 2018, so we've got to hope that football will be better. And it's the transfer window, which is always exciting. We're going to talk about that in a minute.
That is.
But yeah, so looking at the last game week, which is game week 22, there's been so many crammed in. Tom's done very well to keep on top of them all on Twitter.
Yes, I was trying to. Yeah, I did. I made a small sort of like a little calendar.
It was very good.
Colour coded.
It was great, mate. It was very good.
Thanks very much. It was pretty good. It took me ages to do that on clip art.
Yeah.
It was very good. That was good. Yeah, because it's difficult to navigate. You had a lot of like Kidney Rob. That's Kidney Rob. First shout out of 2018 for Kidney Rob. He's actually got a chest infection at the moment, so he's not doing well. But he couldn't understand. He'd go, do you know what? I think I'm going to bring so-and-so in this week. I'd be like, mate, you're fucking joking. You've missed your chance. So he's one of these people that just didn't have a clue about it. He was kind of like, it's his first season of fantasy football.
I think
he hasn't got a clue what's going on. Like, Really have to stay on top of it, definitely.
The fixture congestion is actually affecting people playing fantasy football. I was like getting fatigued just doing transfers.
It was a lot to ask someone, and I was drinking a lot of red wine over the Christmas period.
Sure.
So very difficult to stay on top of.
It's not often I'll like, for an FPL deadline, like it's quite a rookie error to miss the deadline. It's not often you'll do that. Whereas I think I did it once over Christmas where it was just like, oh, shit, I forgot. Like, there's a Friday kickoff and there's a whatever and whatever. But the most recent game week was game week 22. You might have been in the top 10 of the Gaffer Takes League before that, but I'm sorry, it doesn't matter. You've got to be there now to talk about these things. And game week 22 is the most recent one. Brighton drew 2-2 with Bournemouth. That feels like a long time ago, even that, doesn't it? And it wasn't.
That's done it. Fucking
so much FA Cup in between. But your old boy Callum Wilson scored and you always liked him.
Your old boy.
Yeah.
Scored with your old boy.
You liked him.
He's the juicy dangler, isn't he?
He was the juicy dangler.
He's coming with the sneaky one.
He was my tip last season, Callum Wilson.
Yeah.
He hasn't really been doing much, has he?
he did the thing where he scored a hat-trick just before and then buggered off again.
Oh, yeah, game week 12, scored a hat-trick.
That was a while ago, so I thought that was...
Well, it's because we've had like 6 game weeks.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we've probably had a dozen game weeks since Craig hasn't been here.
That can't be right. Do you think that's right? I don't know. But he did get a goal. Glenn Murray scored for Brighton, who's weirdly proving he can score goals in the Premier League this time round. I thought he'd be one of those perennial failures. He's got 7 goals this season in all competitions. Which...
I've had him in my sausage on and off, I must say.
Really?
I must say,
well, that's, I think that was his 6th Premier League goal, which probably actually puts him maybe in the top 5 English... scorer, probably. Like it's not that hard to get in that kind
maybe,
of
thing
these days. Burnley, Liverpool beat Burnley in a very un-Liverpool way. They actually managed to pull out a win. Clavan getting a last minute winner and Mane getting a goal. He's been frustrating.
Yeah.
So frustrating.
Because you love Mane, don't you?
I think he's brilliant.
Yeah.
He's not my boyfriend.
You always say like, oh, he's like my favourite person to watch or something.
Yeah, he is.
But, yeah. No, he is great, but he's this season particularly, I know he's had injury and stuff, but he hasn't really done a lot, and he's been overshined. I wanted to say that's not a word, is it?
No, it's not.
Overshadowed will do. Yeah. Overshadowed by a lot of the other boys.
I think one slightly taller. No, he's not tall.
Gentleman,
who are you on about?
Salah.
We had a big discussion about how tall Salah is on the last.
I fucking love him. I just imagine he's like
with huge. Joe Bloom. No, everyone's really like going, Tom, you're not far. How tall are you, Craig? Just because they were telling me that I'm like. I'm not 5'9", whereas, you know,
I'm just shy of 5'8".
Well, if he's just shy of 5'8", I'm 5'9".
He's about 3 inches taller than
Fuck
you,
off.
You lunatic.
What are you talking about?
Am I taller than you, Tom?
No! Of course you're fucking not.
What
right,
do you mean,
I'm gonna
of course
get a photo.
I'm not?
Well, because I'm taller than you.
About?
I'm
going
to get a photo
you're
of me and Craig.
Wild.
Right, someone find...
Compared to you, you're like a little hobbit and he's like Sauron. That's the big difference.
I mean, I don't even know who Sauron is, but she sounds stupid. Salah is 5'9", so he's a very tall gentleman.
He's
not
a very tall gentleman.
We are us 5'9ers.
Anyway.
So I thought I would never bring in Mane or Coutinho because they always fuck me over.
Don't bring
really
Coutinho,
inconsistent.
Not now.
Bring him in though. No.
Mane's been the same. It's like really good, but so inconsistent.
Well, it's not even inconsistent. He's a massive rotation risk for some reason. Although maybe with Coutinho leaving, he won't be now.
Well, this season he hasn't been so much Mane. He's been a bit more Man B. Guys, 2018, baby.
Okay, moving on. Leicester City beat Huddersfield 3-0. Chico Slimani scoring a goal. Mark Albrighton and Mahrez again.
Oh, Mahrez. Oh, lovely Mahrez. He's been an amazing pick recently.
Yeah. He has, yeah.
I can't think. It's, what, 2 goals, 3 assists in 4 games? That's just off the top of my head. We have been championing him. Ash, particularly.
Yeah, I was about to say, have you both got him?
No, he's in my sausage. I've captained him in my sausage a couple of weeks over Christmas. I'm thinking of bringing him in, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't afford the bucks to get him in.
You can't afford it.
No.
8.6 at the moment, 11%.
So the only, when I was talking a while ago about bringing him in, and he's basically the same price as Sterling.
He's
so
exactly the same price as Sterling at the moment. Yeah, I've got Sterling myself.
On fire
as
well, so.
But whilst
he's
at Leicester, he is a guaranteed start every single week.
Yeah.
But it's whether he'll leave because he's currently 2.20 in the odds to go to Liverpool.
Yes, I was going to say it's Liverpool, isn't it? Yeah.
I don't understand why they don't go to Tottenham.
Their midfield is going to be unfucking believable.
Well, they can, you know, they get 140 odd million for Coutinho. They can apparently pick up Mahrez for 40 to 45 of it. He's 26 and they'll still have 100 mil left over. But they spent 40 million on Oxlade-Chamberlain, so why the fuck wouldn't you spend it on Mahrez? Well, to save Ash's fantasy football season, I guess. That's why.
They need to bring in some fucking defenders then, boys, seriously.
Well, they signed a big one. So
how many bucks was he? 70?
Big VVD. He was 75,
mate.
I'm
75.
I'm a big fan. I think he's worth every penny.
Oh, for 75.
He's terrible this season.
You know, well, he hasn't played again. But the thing is, the 75 million, people always say it like, and a friend of mine who talks about transfer fees made a good point.
It's irrelevant.
Who fucking cares? As a fan, 55, 75, 45, 95, who gives a shit? No, it doesn't make a difference to us. It's not like anyone goes, oh, we came second in the league, but we did spend an extra £7 million than we should have done. So no one fucking cares. Granted, you care if it's a flop, but right now, before he's even played, who cares?
Well, he scored straight away.
It only really matters probably the bottom half of the Premiership and lower, where you've got a budget. If you've got
Of course.
£30 million to spend.
Yeah.
And you spunk it all on a defender.
Exactly.
You could have bought a striker for the same amount. Yeah,
if you're being told you can only sign three players this entire window, or you've only got £100 million this entire window, and then it's gone. But for Liverpool and Spurs and Arsenal, like, Arsenal fans are a nightmare for it, scrutinising, you know, like, Arsenal the club are terrible for scrutinising that kind of money. And fans do it a lot. Like, people do it about Man City, like, oh, yeah, Man City, though, they did spend a lot of money on. Yeah, look where the fuck they are. Who cares?
Yeah. If you're Man City, they're the brilliant example, because they just spend £40 million on a goalkeeper every season.
Yeah.
Oh, let's get him. Oh, fuck him off.
And they'll always tell you about the expensive overpriced fullbacks, but then Jesus cost them 27.
Yeah.
So,
well, they've done loads of, like, since they've been taken over, the number of people they've brought for like 25 million.
Yeah.
That's Silva, Sterling. None of them were that lot. Like, were pennies, expensive at all.
Pennies these days, isn't it? But anyway, for now, Mahrez is a pretty good acquisition for you whilst he's playing for Leicester.
You know who Mahrez's best friend is?
Well, I do, actually. It's funny you say, because it is time for the first outing of the new year of the biggest feature in British broadcasting. It is, of course...
Where's Wellers?
Where's Wellers? He's just chilling out in some 2018 glasses, looking wacky.
He is.
He's just bringing the new year in you know, the way that he knows.
He does look wacky, doesn't he?
He does look wacky. Well, no, do you know what?
It's quite serious.
He looks wacky because he's got the glasses on. He actually looks like, behind the glasses, he's staring through you.
It looks like somebody's gone up to him and been like, hey, put these on. Done it. And then gone to take a photo.
Taken a photo. And then 2 seconds later, he's just snapped them and stared through
them. Well, I was going to say, he looks like someone who's gone to a New Year party undercover with the aim to kill someone.
Yeah. Doesn't look like he's dressed like a hitman.
Polish psycho.
Actually, the way he's like leaned towards, he could have his arm throttling the guy there. Maybe this is the person.
All women, don't be sexist.
Maybe he's taking a photo of him. Oh, send to the police. Yeah.
He's a very aggressive looking man, and we bloody love him for it. Thank you, Wallace, and thank you, Tom.
Yeah, thanks, Wallace. And we're gonna keep abreast of him through the next year.
The course of the year, exactly. That is a feature that's not going anywhere for this season. Stoke played Newcastle. Newcastle winning 1-0 with one of their influx of average strikers, Perez, scoring there. For a while, it looked like Dwight Gale might be getting some game time over Christmas, and then all of a sudden not. And apparently they're in the market for Danny Ings on loan. Who knows? They're there to sign a striker.
My dad's friend's brother's cousin's nephew told me about this really good young player they've got that's just bursting through. And he's like, they could...
He's got,
now with
you know,
a massive
what?
Striker
he
crisis.
Got a few minutes, Rolando. Actually got a few minutes over Christmas at some point, and I was getting people tweeting me, going, Tom, Aaron's is on. I think he played, I don't know. I think he got about half an hour.
Thing is, this tip for Rolando came to Tom years ago from a friend.
About 2014.
For Rolando. That he was going to be this great player. And I'm just starting to worry that they were dyslexic and they just meant Ronaldo.
Maybe they did, yeah.
And that is actually what they meant. And
possibly, but if so, then they were right, weren't they?
They bloody were. Right, it was hardly a bold prediction, yeah. But
good players.
Man United beat Everton 2-0. Martial getting a goal, and the other man on form, more than form, Jesse Lingard.
Oof, yeah, he's smashing it, isn't he? Really cheap as well.
I've had him for a good three game weeks now.
Oh, look at me. Yeah, Good.
But he like it's ridiculous. It's more than form. I think a lot of people don't pick him because he seems like a bit of a scrope, doesn't he?
Yeah, something about him I don't like.
Yeah, same. He's very punchable.
I'm gonna say that. Yeah, he is.
He always looks like he's about to get rotated out of the team, doesn't he?
Are you
looks,
sure what you're going to say?
He's like about a... to get... he seems like he's a reserve player, you know what I mean? He's like one of those players where, oh, when Pogba comes
biding his time.
Yeah, yeah, when matters, anything happens, they'll be like, I'll just fuck him off for a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. I think it's because people think he might fall into that like Yanazai type thing.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's not as bad. And he also looks like he could be a character from Doug on Nickelodeon back in the day.
He does look like a cartoon boy, doesn't he?
He does.
I thought that.
He does look like a cartoon boy. But he isn't, and he's scoring lots of points. And if you're wildcarding, presumably you're going to be bringing him in.
So price is what's Rickarlison.
Sorry, mate, are we boring you?
Yeah, I was going to say, fucking hell, mate. Come on, we haven't done a podcast for about 3 weeks. Bloody hell.
He must be the same price as Rickarlison, I reckon.
He's about 6.3. Yeah, about the same. Rickarlison might be a bit more, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, Lingard's 6.3, yeah. And then there's a host of Watford players that have, like, Doucouré's 5.3, isn't he? There's a few of them in there that are valuable. But Lingard, if you're wildcarding, I think anyone who's wildcarding now, as I did on the stroke of midnight on New Year's Day, pretty
you
much.
You did, didn't you? Oh, wow. Silly Billy.
Means that they'll probably have him in their side. It's difficult not to if you're wildcarding if someone's at 6.3 scoring that level of points.
I've definitely looked at that, yeah, getting rid, because I bulked up. We're going to get to it, but I bulked up on Spurs players, and I've got Dele Alli, which is a piece of shit. And you can get rid of Dele Alli and get in Lingard and save yourself like 2.7 mil or something.
Well, let's talk Spurs briefly. And they beat Swansea 2-0 with Llorente and Alli. Kane got rested and people went mental. Why, Tom?
120,000 fantasy Premier League players triple captained Harry Kane, and I was one of them.
Oh!
I know. And do you know what the worst thing is? I had such an amazing week. I had such a great week. I jumped so many places. But the fact that I triple captained Kane, who, over the double game week, got 3 points, tripled to 9, thanks very much. So, yeah, I got an extra 3 points because I would have captained him anyway. I got an extra 3 points. So my actual really good game week seems like the shittest game week ever. And now I'm pretty much like, so that's it. My season's over pretty much, isn't it?
Like,
I'm doing really well. It's the highest I've been for ages.
No, it's like ages to go yet.
I know, but you fuck your triple captain.
You fuck it every year, mate.
I do, but I usually fuck it on a single game week. This year I fucked it on a double game week, and so all I've done really is prove my own point even more that you don't need to triple captain on a double game week.
Well, no, the point is, don't triple captain a guy, you and 119,909 and whatever others, that was doubtful that in the whole build-up to that game.
Yeah, do you know what though? So New Year's Eve, I was pissed, very pissed. I have not drunk that much for a long time. Just sat at home with my wife. She wasn't even drinking. And I triple captained Son.
Yeah.
Oh, and then I woke up the next day at about 11 o'clock and I knew I had half an hour and I was like, no, just go to sleep. And my phone wasn't next to me. It was charging in the kitchen. I was like, no, leave it. And then I was like, oh, Son, the good idea. I was like, leave it. And with 5 minutes to go, I ran in the kitchen and changed it to Kane, and I should have changed it to Son. That would have been decent.
The question that raises for, I know that every listener's asking, Tom, and I certainly ask it, is,
why'd you charge your phone in the
kitchen? Why don't you have a charger by your bed?
Because I'm a father. Because I'm a father and I've got those little things that cover the plugs and I can't work them out how to get them on, so I have to charge my phone in the kitchen. So me and my little boy just spent every time my wife's up there, just spent the whole time just trying to get the covers off the plugs. So yeah, so I charged my phone in the kitchen, which was annoying.
So something marvellous happened to me.
Yeah.
I went to Amsterdam.
And as you do.
So every Christmas.
With 10 minutes notice, just went to your wife, I'm just popping to Amsterdam, love.
Yeah, no worries, have a lovely Christmas.
So
fucking
Ash was the most laid back wife in the history of marriage.
Yeah, definitely.
So what always happens every year is I go away at some point around Christmas.
Yeah.
And then at about 3 o'clock one morning, I'm like coming back in. Oh wait, I need to set my team. Do it. Swap all my defenders around, take a massive hit and fuck my team.
Yeah.
But I've been doing the thing still. What are we on? Game week 22? Still haven't taken a point here.
Still haven't taken a point.
All right. So I'm just like holding my team together.
Yeah.
Like sellotape. So it means over Christmas, I couldn't really fuck my team up too much. But I did the little thing I always do every year where I bring in some Man United defenders. But they've kept some clean sheets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then, because the games were coming so thick and fast, there was a game, the double game week started New Year's Day, didn't it?
Yes.
Do you ever worry stories getting away from you?
So I went and bought some cellophane from a shop in Amsterdam.
So the deadline for it was 11 o'clock or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But that's so fucking mental. They should take into account that it's New Year's Eve the day before.
Yeah.
So true. I had Harry Kane had just, no, not Harry Kane, De Bruyne, basically the day before, had broken his leg, hadn't he? In the game. I don't know if you saw it. He like totally got fucked over and was stretched off.
Oh, he got. Injured, didn't
it? It looked very bad.
It did look bad.
In that morning, everybody started wildcarding him out of their team, and you had to get in Harry Kane for the triple captain.
Yeah.
I woke up after the deadline, so I still had him on the bench.
Yeah.
I still had
De Bruyne.
I still had De Bruyne captain, even though he was injured in my team, and Kane not.
Mm.
But then it was beautiful, wasn't it?
You had, oh yeah, because your captain was De Bruyne, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I did. I looked beautiful. At that, I must say, as soon as the thing went, I looked at your team and I thought, he's forgotten the twat. And then obviously you had a better week than I did.
He was always quite doubtful, so I'm surprised people do it. So, what, out of interest, Tom, what chips have you got left?
Oh, I've only got bench boost left now. So I used my free hit.
You've used your free hit?
Ago. I used my free hit a while ago. You probably weren't here, were you? Patreon bloody guest host, didn't you?
Have you not used any of yours yet then, Craig?
Yeah. You boys haven't, have you? I
might use my all-out attack, but I can't.
That's not even a thing, mate. Bloody hell, come on.
I might have used my didgeridoo.
Oh, yeah.
No, I've not
I've used my Dennis Wise chip.
Do any good skateboarding whilst you're away? Playing some good tricks.
Oh, see, Craig's been away in the jungle, but he hasn't listened to any podcasts.
No.
He hasn't listened to any of the Patreon podcasts of the last 6 weeks. We had a lot of talk about you being on a skateboard, Craig.
Hanging out with some friends.
Picture Craig in like the Daily Mail on a fucking skateboard or something, wouldn't it?
Me and Johnny Squash have just been
being racist in the Daily Mail on our skateboard.
Firstly, Joe's a lovely lad. And he wants to come on the pod, so be nice. Good. Secondly, it was a photo, and I was resting my feet on a skateboard. Because I'm only 5'7", and I can't reach the floor.
Nearly 5'8", you're nearly 5'8".
Yeah, I'm nearly 5'8".
Yeah, so that was funny. We tweeted a picture, we saw Craig was in the paper, we tweeted a picture of it, and someone went, hold on, is he on a fucking skateboard? And we looked, and that was it.
Amazing.
Yeah. We talked about you being on a skateboard for ages.
No, I wasn't. I'm not on a skateboard, I'm far too old and clumsy for that. And I haven't used any of my chips yet, no.
There we go. So I have, I've only got bench boost left, which is the shittest of all the chips, let's be honest.
It is a bit shit because it's so unpredictable.
I think I've fucked my season, boys.
But the Spurs, I don't think you have.
Theoretically, you can wild card into the big double game week and then bench boost. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's what I was going to do, actually.
Exactly. Rounding up other kind of news, Jesus got injured for Man City.
Yes.
Which it could really have a big impact on them. And they beat Watford 3-1, Aguero scoring. Sterling is just ridiculous.
Had Sterling for about 6 weeks now. Yeah. He's been my one shining light.
I don't think you've been doing that bad, mate. Another shining light, as you'd say, is Palace, who have started to string together results as well.
They got a draw against City a few weeks ago, didn't they?
Draw, and that included a missed penalty, which isn't great for fantasy football, obviously. And then a win away at Southampton. But if you can pick the right ones, then, you know, they're a team on form. It's not Benteke, but, you know, there's always Palace players cheap now after their such terrible starts of the season.
Southampton are doing pretty well, aren't they?
Southampton.
Yeah, exactly.
It's called sarcasm, mate. It's what we've been doing on the podcast for like the last 6 weeks. You probably don't do sarcasm in the jungle. Yeah.
It's difficult to know whether they'll get dragged into it.
The stage where like you're starting to look at Southampton as the team to pick against. Do you know what I mean? A bit like you sort of doing with Swansea.
You say dragged in. They're on equal points as 18th, so they are in trouble. But you keep presuming they'll get their play their way out of it. But
I guess they've got a metric fuck ton of cash to spend now.
Yeah,
and they knew it was going to happen. So you think they'd have someone lined up?
They just need goals. Like, it's ridiculous how much they need goals. They're in the same position as Swansea. Gabby Adini can't score goals. I think they're the fourth or fifth lowest. They've got 20, 21 goals this season. They've scored, I think. Is that right? Yeah. Swansea have only scored 13 goals this season.
Shane Long still?
Shane Long. He got one in... His goal the other day was his first in 27 games.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, it's like a mental out, wasn't it? Jesus.
But I mean, that's where it is. That, like, if you're going to do that, then you can't concede, obviously. Like, Swansea are lucky enough that they don't concede too many, so they've held on. But 13 goals for them and 21 for Southampton, that's not enough. They need to sign some attacking players and they need to do it quick. But yeah, they lost to Palace. And then elsewhere, West Ham beat West Brom. Andy Carroll back in business.
Oh, I tweeted on New Year's Eve when I was a bit pissed. I said, everyone was talking about triple captain, blah, blah, blah. I said, as a joke, I went, come on, let's all get pissed and all triple captain Andy Carroll this game week. Woo! Oh. And tweeted a picture of Andy Carroll pissed on someone's shoulder at a nightclub. And then obviously someone picked up on it a couple of days later when he scored a couple. And yeah, retweets like crazy. And everyone thought, fucking hell, you should have actually.
Should have triple captained him, I know, all over again.
Should have done it. Yeah, mental.
But I mean, he's one of them, isn't he? He's always good enough to... He's a very good player. He just... Predictably then, against Spurs, he didn't start.
Because and then
I don't think he can play back-to-back games in quick succession.
In one season.
That was actually...
Yeah, that is it.
what he said, wasn't it?
Was it?
Bardu said, yeah, that he can't play back-to-back games. He just can't.
Bardu said that?
Yeah.
I still think he's a player, as a pundit, I'm guessing, Tom means.
Oh, no. Bardu's not the West Ham manager, is he?
He's not. No.
I thought you meant as a pundit. I thought you meant he was commentating as a pundit.
Oh, yeah, no, that's what I meant, yeah. I wonder what you looked at me like, really. So Ash looked up from his phone. He was looking at his phone and went, what?
Do you mean Moyes said it then?
Yeah, big time, that's what
did
I meant.
Did he?
Yeah.
Ash went very office there. No, I haven't seen Chuck Norris in Enter the Dragon.
Yeah. I've seen him in Way of the Dragon.
I've seen David Moyes say that about Andy Carroll, but no, I haven't seen...
Who's Pardew manager now? Is he West Brom manager?
Yeah,
he's now gone to West Brom.
So I thought the reason I know that one's because I thought you meant he'd said it whilst he was West Brom manager. At the game was like, well, Carroll can't play two games in a row. Right. Oh no, he scored.
That's why it was. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
That was yeah. It, yeah.
To be fair, it's very confusing. West. It's like watch all the people dating at school. Who's dated who? All I know is that I'm not dating any of them.
Yeah, although we know we're not. None of us are Moyes, are we?
Yeah,
you're not. No.
I don't know who I am in this scenario. I'm not sure.
Yeah. All we know is that Bilic is just presenting that TV program now and not doing this.
Yeah. What, first dates?
First dates.
Yeah.
Oh, he does.
It does look like it.
I really hoped that was an actual genuine fact I had missed whilst I'd been away, that he had gone into presenting. Like when John Fashanu presented Nigerian Deal or No Deal. Amazing.
Oh, what could Bilic present?
We'll come something up with a break.
Police? Something about police?
police interceptors?
I
thought you just like going back to police interceptors. I was like, I think that was a Patreon comment. I don't know.
Yeah, we talked about that on the Patreon.
And then the last big game of the game week to talk about really was the Arsenal Chelsea game 2-2. Jack Wilshere scoring a goal, who's been playing 90 minutes back to back. And Tom wants to mention Marcus Alonso and something about penalties.
Well, it shouldn't have been a penalty because. He never touched Hazard, did he? Hazard just fucking went down. Load of bollocks.
What happened? Remind me again.
Who was it? Was it...
He can't remember, mate. He thinks David Moyes is the fuck presents first dates or something.
I can't remember who it was. Was it Bellerin? I think it was Bellerin. I'm gonna go out there and say Bellerin. I think Bellerin, he barely touched Hazard's fucking foot and Hazard went down clutching clutching his thigh and all this shit.
There'd be some really dodgy... Although... I remember last time Craig was on, actually, we were talking about this, where somebody got touched in the penalty area.
Yeah, for the penalty.
And then Craig was like, well, he touched him, so it's a penalty.
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
That's kind of is how it works.
Well, so it's like, if anybody touches each other, it's a penalty.
No.
Surely there'd be every corner, it'd be a penalty, wouldn't it?
No. If that touch impedes you.
If someone touches you whilst someone's taking a corner, it's impeding you, isn't it?
If they grab your shirt, yeah.
So it's just big penalties all round.
Yeah, and then guess what will happen next? They'll fucking stop.
No, wouldn't it? It'd just be every game would be 50-0.
Yeah.
It'd be shit.
Well 50-all probably, mate.
50-all.
I think it's the most corners, doesn't it?
Yeah, all this talk about touching him in the box and impeding made me nearly say about watching videos about paedophiles getting caught, but I remember that we mentioned that on the... on the Patreon exclusive podcast as well.
And if that's not an incentive to sign up, I don't know what it is.
Go to patreon.com/thegaffertapes and hear us talk about stuff like that. But yeah, very quickly, Alonso, yeah, 6-14, 6-14 and 7 in his last, whatever that is, five game weeks. That's mental.
He costs some serious bunts, doesn't he?
But he does. Yeah, he's like 7.4 mil now. Ridiculous.
But we're going to talk a bit later on about the transfer window, and we're also going to do our usual bits. We're going to run through the league quickly now in our positions after a lengthy winter break. Even if the Premier League doesn't have one, we have. So the top 10 is in 10th place, it's Niall Owens with Shomi Domane. In 9th place, it's Salah Gadula, Tom Reid. In 8th place, it's Diamond Dogs, managed by Steve Ramsey. In 7th place, 420 Fedora Fanatics. 6th place, ABCDEFC, very good, Andrew Duckworth. In 5th place, it's Clifty.
Clift Pallet.
In 4th place, it's Ian McLean with G. Michael's Tackle. George Michael's Tackle, do you think? George Michael's latest release. In 3rd place, it's Cruise Control with Stevie Sunshine. And in 2nd place, it's For Fuck's Sake, Ake, Are You Blind, managed by Joe Stone. And the current leader of the Gaffer Tapes League is Mr. Grant Murphy, managing Fleeto on 1,413 points.
Wow, that's mad. Grant Murphy, top of the league. Well done, mate. We had so many people tweeting us during the Christmas period saying, I've made the top 10, but obviously it was in between game weeks and we weren't doing a pod, or it was like with one game to go. Do you know what I mean? There's a game on the Monday.
Not good enough.
Not good enough. You know, they got a little retweet, but that's them.
Sure.
But the manager of the month for December, lads, is, drum roll, David Hanwell with United Underpants.
Nice.
Well done,
Very
mate.
Nice. Well done, United Underpants.
I don't know if we've got any prizes left. Well,
I tell you what, I, this week, won a calendar from Paddy Power.
Yay! Have a Paddy calendar, Cal.
So you get a demotivational Paddy Power calendar from me. So you can win that.
I can't talk. That's lovely. Yeah, really nice. We gave away, when you went here, Craig, we gave away a couple of copies of Fantasy Football Manager to Manager of the Month. So he is going to be absolutely furious, this guy. As soon as Craig's back, don't worry, because you do have a second-hand Paddy Power calendar.
I thought you were going to say, whilst you're away, we took a couple of things from your house.
Your guitar and your glasses guitar. Case. So
Well, maybe we'll have a look, but the Paddy Power calendar does look pretty funny.
Excellent. So yeah, no, that would be really good. Shouldn't have said you won it. You should have said we got given it.
We did get given it by Paddy Power for me entering a... No, it's all right, it's fine. It's all right. But I just want to say, whoever came top of the league, our man Grant Murphy, actually triple captained Son.
Nice.
Oh, and that's what I nearly did. Do you know what? Always stick by your drunken decisions. That's what that's taught me, and that's my fucking New Year's resolution. Drink every single day. Drink every day, make stupid decisions, but stick by him because you'll regret him if you don't.
He still thinks Alan Pardew's the manager of West Ham, so that resolution is fine.
It's West, isn't it? West, same thing. You can still join our league, obviously, with the pin at 1072-420 or go to thegaffertapes.com/join. Very quickly before we go, let's do our positions. I've done a full rundown now, lads. We didn't used to do some of the things towards the end of last season, but this is the full big bad boy catch-up rundown.
Yeah, sure, catch-up.
Ash is the daddy of G-Wing, 85th. At one point, you were like top 30, I think, or something, smashing it, one-click wanker. Me, Big T-Dog, People's Champ, everyone's favourite, 436th. Craig, 546th. We were sort of exchanging places at points.
I was on top of you a few times.
Just the once, I think. It was the only time I let you on top of me, because I prefer to be dominant. I did a hand.
Speaking of dominance,
Dominic Monaghan is 394th in the Gaffer Tapes league. Very good, yeah. Better than me. Very similar points we're on. Asmir Begovic, Bournemouth goalkeeper, is in our league, ladies and gents, if you didn't know that. He is 1,097th. He's very busy. Marcel from Love Island, 2017. 1,555th in the Gaffer Tate League. He is a 31-click wanker.
I think that might be the last time his gets read out.
Possibly. But it we just wanted to bring it in.
If it gets lower, it's definitely getting read out.
But if it comes on as a guest, we'll read it out then. Probably.
Yeah, sure.
And then it's the triumphant return of the second biggest feature in British broadcasting. It is, of course, Tom Davis versus Tom Davis.
Can I take a guess at this point? Have you not seen the results? I'm going to take a guess at the Davis Cup. I'm going to say that
Davis Cup.
Davis, not from Murder and Successful, is somewhere mid-table.
Okay.
And Tom Davis, noted West Ham fan from Murder and Successful, doesn't know how to log in or is retarded.
Well, let's hear the results. And the official results from the Davis Cup so far is Tom Davis from Murder and Successful, 1,419th in the Gaffer Tate's Fantasy Football League. And Tom Davis, not from Murder and Successful, 805th.
Tom Davis from Murder and Successful is nearly the same position as Marcel from fucking Love Island.
Yeah.
What is that?
What is he doing?
Why is that bad?
Because he's a football fan. He probably...
Well, Marcel's a big Arsenal fan.
Is he?
Yeah. Big time.
Oh, I just thought he was just some guy.
Just a guy. He's not just a guy. You didn't watch Love Island, mate. It was intense. He's a
right. Well, that's good positions. Thanks, Tom.
Yes.
Thanks for the full rundown. No worries. Well, we're going to go to a quick break, and obviously then we're going to come back for the social segment and the return of the quiz. Tom doesn't know who Premier League managers are. Ash is already said retarded. It's safe to say there's been no New Year's resolutions this year. So it's business as usual, everyone. See you in part two. Hello and welcome back to part two of the Cover Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Ash, Tom and Craig. Welcome back.
Hello.
Hi, mate.
Hi there.
Yeah.
Lovely to be here.
It's all right, mate.
Yes, I just wanted to say, chaps, obviously in Craig's absence in the jungle, we did have five lovely Patreon guest hosts that came on and helped out. And they came to the studio and it was lovely to have them. We all had a beer and it was great fun. So just a little roll call. We had Ian Stimson, Adam Race, Jack Saunders, James Doncaster and Joe Bloom filling in for like the 6 weeks that Craig was absent.
Thank you, guys. Thanks so much.
They were great. They all came up with quizzes. They were all brilliant. They all kind of tried to outdo each other on the quizzes. And it was really good fun. And I'd like to apologise to Dan Tiller because if people remember the last pod that we did with Joe Bloom, the last one of last year, we said, and next week's going to be our last pod with Dan Tiller. And we asked Dan to come on because he's a lovely patron as well. And then I was sick, lads. I'd be sick out of my mouth, all in my toilet. And we couldn't do the pod. So I'm really sorry. And Dan went to so much effort. He made a quiz. He made like proper cards for it. It looked amazing. So next time that Craig leaves us to some kind of foreign country, whether it's Turkmenistan or Australia again, we're going to get Dan on.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
We're going to do Dan's Christmas quiz, no matter what month.
Yes,
it is.
It doesn't matter, does it? No. Thank you very much to all of you who did that. I heard you did an amazing job in my absence. But if you do it again, I'll cut you. No, I'm joking. No, you're all great. Feedback on Twitter was a little too good, actually. It was annoying.
Everyone loved it. Yeah, it was great having patrons.
So the quiz this week's deliberately shit. So deal with it.
Well, exactly. Spite them.
Lower those standards.
Spite your tits.
But let's get some questions off ye old social media, starting with a bit from Facebook, which means the first of 2018. It's time for a bloody jingle.
Now it's time to reply to the nerders on the Facebook page. Facebook.com/TheGafferTapes.
Bang, 2018.
First time you've heard that since October, mate.
Yeah, never heard it. It's good, that.
We had a Facebook from Raphael Briand.
Chateaubriand.
He said, does Jesus' apparent long-term injury make Aguero immune to rotation? Or should I wait to see what happens to the transfer window? I think that's a very good question because I've been looking at Aguero. I might get rid of Kane just because he fucking annoyed me. So just because he really let me down. And I think if Aguero is playing on the regs because Jesus is injured, I think that's I think he's a must-have.
It definitely makes a difference. Like, as soon as Jesus got injured, I was a bit annoyed for various reasons. One is because in a draft league, I traded away Aguero for a couple of big players and all on the basis that he was a rotation risk. And I think this is the first season I haven't really had Aguero much in my FPL team because of that reason. So it does make a big difference. But the other factor worth considering is that Alexis Sanchez is now 1.25 to go to Manchester City. Like, the bookies think it's a done deal.
It's pretty much inevitable
that he's going. Yeah. And I know he's not an out-striker like Aguero, but he's another attacking option, isn't he?
Hmm. Yeah, the thing is, I think he's going to get rotated as much as anyone else. He thinks he's going to get there and, bitch, you're getting rotated, like, no one's business.
He could, they don't really like Aguero. He wants to go, and I think Guardiola doesn't mind.
Should have done a straight swap.
Do you think so?
Yeah, the way, like, Guardiola was talking about it, and he didn't seem like, oh, no, I'm desperately trying to keep him. He was like, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Interesting.
I just don't think Aguero really necessarily fits his style of play. I think he'd rather have Sanchez. Because you could play Sanchez up front, he runs more, doesn't he? Than Aguero. Yeah. When you see, if you think if you put him in another team, he'd look great. But for City, he looks fucking slow as shit. Compared to the rest of them.
Interesting. I think that no player there up front especially is going to play every game. So he's still a rotation risk. And we're talking about Man City. They're gonna buy some people. For European campaigns.
They're also gonna have the league sewn up by about end of February, aren't they? So
they are. But
surely they're gonna just keep rotating. Well, I know he doesn't want to lose.
They haven't got that big a squad, to be honest. They've got. Think about it. They've got Fernando plays every game. The two. De Bruyne and Silva play every game.
Yeah.
They've got,
Sterling gets rotated.
Well, he gets a little bit. They've basically got Sterling, and then the only real competition is like Bernardo Silva and Sane.
Mm.
Apart from that, the squad, it doesn't rotate as much as you think.
And yeah. I think Sane is another one of my favourites. I absolutely love him. But, the players like Bernardo Silva, Delf, Gundogan, I think they've decided that they're replaceable. Like, if someone becomes available in January for them that they can spend big on, they will do it. They've only got on if you go by the FPL classifications of positions, they've only got two forwards and one of them's injured.
But it's not that simple, is it?
It's not, but the league will be sewn up to them. But Man City owners aren't really interested in the Premier League, they're interested in the Champions League, and they're signing for that for this season or next or whatever.
But how injured is Jesus? Because I heard he's out for the rest of the season.
I don't actually know. It's a Ben Dinnery-Din-Dinnery-Din-Din-Daru question, is it? Which I'm sure he gets asked a lot. But it's still unknown, and it was his knee, and it looked bad. But I
don't... He was signed out to Barcelona for special treatment or something.
Yeah, if it's anywhere near as bad as... what's his name? I can never remember his name. De Bruyne.
Yeah.
He's going to be back super fit next week.
Yeah, that is
it. Like an inch taller.
I think it is bad, but they've got Liverpool next week and Newcastle at home the week after, so... I don't think, until these signings happen, and West Brom at home the week after that, I don't think it's a problem to bring him in, as long as you've got scope to take him out again. You don't want to hamstring yourself where you can't and you have to keep him. So I don't think it's a problem to... But it doesn't make him immune.
Well, I mean, I guess you would play... You would keep Kane in for the next two games because they got Everton and Southampton.
Yeah, certainly. So,
and then at the end of the transfer window, you can swap either, can't you?
Yeah, exactly. If it's a choice of either or, then I don't see why you'd get rid of Kane right now anyway. So
you could get wild card to get them both in. I don't think it's a drama. It's just the problem is there's so many good midfielders.
In 2 weeks, I'll be able to get Aguero in and have Kane as well. Easy peasy.
Yeah.
In 2 weeks, like he's got a master plan or something.
I have to now, mate. I've got no fucking triple captain and free hits.
I think we can all agree that answer, Raph, was clear as mud. So welcome back.
Yes.
It's 2018. Tips, have we got any other Facebook ones before we go on to Twitter?
Yeah, we've got one from John O'Gorman. Lovely John. He said... Have there been any transfers this window that you think will adversely affect the playing time of some players? Conversely, have there been any transfers that have increased the value of owning any players?
Wow.
Very concise. And then he added that at the end. He said, also, who is this Craig Hazel fella? A little bit of gentle gaffer tape ribbering.
He's the Australian Tony Hawk.
He is.
Well, that is it. Yeah. Now, fuck off, John.
Fuck off, John, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I guess the big transfer so far is the Coutinho move. So there's more minutes for someone at Liverpool because Coutinho was captaining them and starting every game. So
old Alan Banana's back now, isn't he?
Well, yeah, it's either Alan Banana or Sadio Mane, I presume, are about to play a lot more.
It could be Mane,
but it's Liverpool, isn't it? Who the hell knows? So it's very difficult. But that's one of the big movers and shakers, obviously.
We did get a tweet about this. What about Tosun at Everton?
Yeah,
does that force Rooney out? Does Rooney now play more?
I think that's a good point. That's the other one. Rooney's been such a nice pick to have this season.
Yeah, I've got him at the moment and now I'm slightly worried. I don't know what to do.
He's still going to play a part, but he's not, recently he had I think he missed a couple of games over Christmas, didn't he?
Yeah.
with injury.
Oh, he had a cold or something.
Yeah, he missed the Chelsea game and the West Brom game, and then he only played a half against Bournemouth, and it basically gives them the option to protect Rooney so he can get them those 15 goals a season with someone else there. So he might affect Rooney's minutes from a fantasy point of view, I think, yeah.
That's a shame. But they're currently the same price, so it is just a straight swap.
And he could be a massive fucking flop. If he's shit...
He could be, yeah.
Then someone else, you know, he carries on playing Rooney.
His, like, goal scoring record at Besiktas, I don't know what it counts as.
Yeah.
I don't know what the weight is, but I mean, it's pretty good.
Yeah, it's very good. Yeah. He's more a goal scorer. They're not mutually exclusive of each other as well. Rooney can obviously play in behind the striker and all sorts. So it's just the option because they're clearly not happy with Nias. I think he's going to be moving on. And Rooney's been playing alongside Calvert-Lewin a lot, and a young guy like Calvert-Lewin probably shouldn't be starting as many games as he is. So I think that's quite a big part of it. That he's not there to replace Rooney. I think he's there to take some of the pressure off of Calvert-Lewin. He started like 80% of their games and only got three goals.
He's getting quite a lot more picked, Calvert-Lewin, I think. I've seen him in a lot of teams.
He's 12.2% picked, but he's not a goal scorer yet, it doesn't look like. And they probably want to protect him so that all of a sudden people don't start getting on his back. So he'll affect his game time, actually. That's probably a better direct one. Those 12% of people who have got Calvert-Lewin might want to look at whether that's a good idea now. Because you don't spend $27 million on a striker to then play the 19-year-old with three goals.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think...
very good. I like that.
Van Dijk.
Yeah.
I thought he was a good pick when he was at Southampton. I thought he would come back into the team and do well. Mm. He scored, didn't he, on his debut.
FA Cup
debut,
yeah.
But I'm sure he scored in his first game back from injury as well.
He clearly, the only reason he wasn't playing was the politics, the fact he was always moving, and they managed to wangle themselves an extra $20 million quid. He's a good goal scoring defender. He's going to play, and it affects Lovren or Klavan or Matic.
But then Liverpool are so shit at the back. They're not going to get many clean sheet points, are they? I don't even know how much he is in fantasy football.
They've got Man City, so you're obviously not going to play him for that. But then as your like rotation defender, Swansea, Huddersfield,
Tottenham, Southampton,
West Ham, Newcastle.
That's not bad, is it?
And he's playing for all of them.
He's a guy who can score 4, 5, 6 goals a season.
I wonder if I should look at a little. He can score goals.
Yeah, he is only 5.4. It's a good point, Ash. Like, it's not a bad one to have on there.
Especially as you get to wait a week, because you're not going to bring him in before the Man City game, to see whether he's playing or not, or what the situation is.
I'll look at him in the wild card.
Well, there you go. We covered a few of them there. Good question.
We did, yeah. We had some other questions in a section, and for the first time in 2018, we like to call Tweets from a Tweet.
What's happening?
Yeah, that's the new way we do it now.
What's happening? Quite nonchalantly. What's happening? Go on. Does anyone else want to read a tweet? Read a tweet.
Hippie Headers?
Yes. Yeah, why not?
Says, now the festive fixture pile-up is over, can we manage without a full playing 15 squad and get some 3.9 mugs as third sub, which is Tommy Tit's favourite?
Yeah.
Or so is it Father Christmas or Santa Claus?
Well, I feel like the first part of that question, Ash, is very much for you to answer.
Yes, and I'll take the second bit if you like. Because I've got some very strong views. So off you go.
In a way, I think you can because I've been not taking any points hits all year.
Yeah.
I quite early on brought in a couple of Newcastle players because I thought they would do well. So I've had Joselu and one of their defenders.
Lascelles.
Yeah, exactly. Sat on my bench all season.
A lovely pronunciation there for Lascelles, yeah.
I assumed that was a joke.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know if I would pick players that aren't going to play. Yeah. I mean, you could get some cheaper players to rotate in.
Yeah.
Like my two strikers at the minute are like practically jokes. But I mean, I still wouldn't go for a 3.9 player that you're not going to play at all.
I've got a 3.9 in me sausage. Yeah.
I've used
in the wild card.
Joselu and De Potra.
Mm. Yeah, Huddersfield,
Who are both sort of pretty comedy. But at least you could put them in. You don't want to be in a situation where you've got two yellow cards or a substitute is someone that doesn't even play football.
I've got a 4.4 mil dunk.
He's still good.
He's still good. So just for a little bit more, you can get like a starting player.
Yeah.
I don't think he's 4.4 now, but he certainly was when I picked him.
At the beginning of the season, when we often get asked to look at championship players, I said about Dunk that I worried he was a yellow card magnet. but he's only picked up five this season, and he's played 90 minutes. He's an ever-present. He's played 90 minutes of every season.
He's also scored
match.
Two own goals this season.
Sure,
so.
But
don't
that's,
get
you know.
Too excited about him because that's bit me in the tits more than once. Twice, in fact.
Do you know what? Looking at the 3.9s and who they are, it's quite a fun little look. I should have used this as a quiz at one point.
There's one that plays for United.
Yeah, Twanzebe.
Yeah,
he ain't playing. Some of them have actually played
minutes.
It
annoyed me that I picked him instead of another 3.9 because now I can only have two outfield United players. Which is fucking annoying.
Well, that was stupid.
Yeah.
Why would you pick a 3.9 from one of the top clubs?
I don't know. Because I thought if he does play, he might be better.
He played 1 minute, his first minute against Everton.
Yeah. Not a good return. Not a good return.
But yeah. Oh, it's just Rolando Aarons. He must be one, must he?
No. He's on my bench in my sausage, yeah.
Oh, is he like 7.9 million, I think?
No. 4.5.
Brad Smith at Bournemouth is a 3.9er. He's played a few minutes this season, but anyway, yeah, good question. And I'm not that strong opinion on the old Father Christmas Santa Claus debate.
Well, it's Father Christmas because Santa Claus is Santa. It's such a fucking American thing. I'm English. Father Christmas, yeah. Father with a V, F-A-V-E-R. Father Christmas. And not Santa.
Oh, Santa! Yeah, but you
fucking
can.
Santa, give me a candy cane.
Just you saying it in that accent.
Yeah, you could say
Santa Claus seems like a very sort of German word.
Well, yeah, it probably is Santa Claus.
Exactly.
You say it like that.
Yeah,
like,
Santa. You could say Santa.
An English person
in that voice. And you sound
I can't
like a
wait
twat.
Till Santa gets it. You go shut the fuck up.
I say Father Christmas in the American accent.
They don't say it.
Father Christmas.
I can't do it.
You could just say, "Oh, you got to go to bed," or "Santa won't come." You don't sound like a dick.
Santa won't come. But that's true. You can't say Father Christmas in an American accent. Try and do it, Craig.
No.
It's very difficult. Yeah. Father Christmas.
I guess in America, he's Father Holidays, isn't he?
Father Holidays.
That's right, yeah.
That's a really good idea for a TV show, TV pilot. Father Holiday.
Yeah, I'm not going to go for it.
No, maybe not.
Yeah. All right, other tweets. What have we got? Well, I can answer this one very quickly. Thoughts on the FA Cup fourth round draw? Couldn't care less, mate.
No, nor could I. We got that.
Does anybody even know who's doing what in it?
I did see a little bit, but Arsenal ain't in, mate. It's just depressing now. I don't know.
Oh, I mean, that was pretty spectacular. That was the highlight of it. I forgot about that.
This is a Fantasy Premier League podcast.
It's true. We won't talk about that. But no, in all seriousness, I think the general consensus is none of us really care about the FA Cup until the final of it.
Exactly.
Or, I mean, I don't support an English team. Obviously, Tom and Ash follow their own teams in it, but the other fixtures really don't interest me at all.
No, I couldn't care less, really.
That is safe to say.
We did get one about best time to wild card from Toby NWO. Don't need to, but is it worth doing to catch people up in my mini league? I don't know. I'm kind of that way. I don't really need to. I'm looking at my team. I might not even make a change this week.
Best time to... There's three periods you can do it. Just before the mega game week at the end of the year.
Yeah.
If your squad's fine, leave it. Now, because your team's totally fucked, so you get the maximum amount of time out of it.
Yeah.
Or I think probably the worst time is in 3 or 4 weeks
with
after
your eyes closed
when the transfer window's finished
in July
because you can just the start of next season.
July's a
so
bad
three,
time
there
I
you
thought.
Go that's the three periods, and if you spend a lot of time with someone your periods become synced and you
so why haven't transfer periods become
that's a good point because we hang around periods. Each other all the time now
so that is true. Now is the best time to do it.
Really?
Unless you're going to save
maybe
it.
Maybe I will. Unless you're going to save it.
Like, unless you're going to save it to the end. Unless your team's good.
Mine's been shit, so I
need to make the most of my bench boost. I need to
beat Tom.
Then. Yeah, that's kind of the thing. I need to beat Craig. If I beat Craig again, this will be the third season in a row I've come above Craig.
No.
Yeah?
No.
I don't know about that either, Ash.
No. Sorry. First season, I came third out of us. Second season, I came second out of us. Third season, I came first.
So
I went third, second, first.
The second
you know
season,
that.
I finished last.
No, you finished top.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Craig finished
last. We've had this conversation. Yeah. I finished above Craig twice. We've only played three seasons.
It doesn't feel like a
Craig
conversation
twice.
For now.
Yeah. Well, let's look it up during the break. Lads, we got
must
very
be on Wikipedia
quickly
page,
yeah. Before... It might be, actually. It might be on the Wikipedia page. Just before we go, we got an email. We got all the way from India.
Hello.
Love email. From Mahesh, who is our newest, well, not actually our newest, our second newest patron.
Hi, Mahesh.
Oh, nice.
patreon.com/thegaffertapes. Although if you do want to come on the podcast, you have to come into the studio. So it's quite a long journey. But Mahesh, he said, hello, gents. Happy New Year. Missed your... He used the B word.
We won't mention it. Yeah.
The B word. Missed your B the last 3 weeks.
Yeah.
He said, I plan to double up in attack with City from now on. I have Sterling. Should I go for KDB or the Coonster? I am a huge Aguero fanboy and KDB's consistency is just fantastic. What say you? From Mahesh. Thanks for getting in touch, mate.
Sorry, having... I have Sterling as a standalone sentence just made me think of all the scam emails you get from Virtua.
Yeah, it's a bit. I have Sterling. I can send you Sterling with...
but yeah, so should I go for KDB or the Kunster? I am a Aguero fanboy. KDB's... Ash, yes, you. I don't know why I started reading it, mate.
Go for it, Ash.
Yeah, why not all three? I don't... Yeah, no, fine. Yeah, Sterling,
KDB. KDB and...
Well, I can...
Because I've got Otamendi and Kane.
Yeah.
But if you get rid of... This is assuming that he's got another Man City player. You may as well have three.
Mm.
Like, swap out Kane and get Aguero if you love him.
I could realistically do that.
Yeah,
I
mean,
in a wild card, I could easily do that. KDB, Aguero and Sterling. I've got Sterling, yeah.
Like, I wouldn't wild card into it or whatever. Is he
I'd have KDB over the... Those two, probably.
If that's, like, near enough what he's got, it's not mental, I don't think at all.
No.
I guess the only problem is if he's got three different Man City players at the minute, I don't know if I'd wildcard to get that.
I guess sometimes you don't want to overthink having too many from one team in that, like, at the moment, for instance, De Bruyne's the third highest scoring midfielder and Sterling's the ninth. So that could easily be Dele Alli is on the same points as Sterling. So, like,
fucking hell.
There's no reason they can't just all... You know, as long as you're willing to accept that sometimes they'll play less than the other and get less points, but leave them starting every time, it can pay off.
Yeah, I think it's fine to do.
Sterling's got 5 goals in 5, and he's the 9th highest. That is mental. I thought he was at like...
Well, it's a rotation thing again from the times. He hasn't been rotated much in the last 10 weeks, but he had a few weeks in the middle there where he didn't play games. If he had played every game, if he had played as many minutes as Dele Alli, he'd be much further up. But I guess as long as you don't, every time they don't start, you're like, oh, I fucked it, because that's the gamble. But over the season, if you play them both every single game, you'll end up doing well, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know whether I would go. It sounds like he's a City fan, I guess, or
maybe. Yeah.
So maybe it would just be like fun to do. I don't know how competitive. I don't think it's that much less optimal than another strategy. It's not like totally insane. I don't think.
No, you'd rather have three City players than three anyone else.
I think maybe I'd go for like you could easily not play Sterling and go for Mahrez. Like, it'd be very similar.
Mm.
One of them will probably, over the course of the season, have slightly more points, which will probably balance your team more, and it'll give you a chance to get in a Man City defender.
Defender, because Otamendi's pretty.
Yeah.
Pretty well, isn't he?
He is pretty.
Loves a bonus point, that lad.
But he's already got Sterling, so that doesn't really help him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have Sterling.
Fair enough.
There you go.
Indeed.
Man City defence. Chelsea defence
lineup. Yeah.
And yeah, cool. So we'll just send you our bank details as soon as we finish the podcast.
That's great. Sterling, send the bank details.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Mahesh. That's us. That's a lot of good questions, that, wasn't it?
That did. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sweet.
Good stuff. Well, coming up in part three, we are going to look at what fixtures are coming ahead and who we're going to be picking. I've got a quiz. I've got a bloody quiz, guys. We're going to work out the score because I've not been here, and then we're going to do some quizzing. All that's coming up in part three of the Gaffer Tapes. Hello, welcome back to the Gaffer Tapes Fantasy Football Podcast with Ash, Tom and Craig, the very first podcast of 2018, and we're going to be heading into game week 23. So just have a quick look at the fixtures. And make our picks that you'll probably ignore, but we will anyway, if we're ready. And Ash even has his ready. This is novel.
I do. Yeah.
He was ready. Can I just say that our picks are always good. Nearly every single week our picks are good. We don't necessarily go with our picks.
No.
But we do give them a lot of thought, and the picks do... If you had some kind of chart, you know, it would look good.
I'm going to do what I do every week.
Yeah.
Where I spend the whole episode talking about somebody, and then just when we start talking about this, randomly pick someone out of the blue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we going to do the fixture pass?
Yeah, we are. Yeah. It is worth knowing as well. Obviously, we don't just go pick Harry Kane because then that's shit, isn't it? You don't need to be told.
Yeah,
to
we never
Harry
do.
Kane.
Yeah, I had to explain to the.
But
yeah.
I think we could go. I think we could go for more standard picks. Like, I don't think it needs
maybe.
To be.
What
I think if it's backed up, do you know, like if you were to say so and so always scores a hat trick against so and so, then yeah, fair enough. But anyway, let's have a look at the bloody fixtures, shall we? We have got Chelsea playing Leicester. 3 o'clock kickoff is the first kickoff of the weekend. So
yeah, there's no cheeky kickoff.
No, there's no. So
no cheeky or early.
No. Yeah. So yeah, no Friday, no early. Palace play Burnley at home. Huddersfield play West Ham. Newcastle, Swansea, Watford at home, Southampton, West Brom, Brighton, and then the televised game on Saturday afternoon is Spurs, Everton. Sunday games actually quite a good Super Sunday. Bournemouth v Arsenal and Liverpool versus City. And then Man City play Stoke on Monday. You'll all be doing something else. I'm almost certain of that for that one. But yeah, that's the fixtures. That's so what stands out,
Monday
gents.
Well, it's one of them where I always want to pick against Swansea, but then I looked at Newcastle and I know you've got a couple of Newcastle players and I was like, I don't know if it's worth it. So I'm going to go with rudderless Stoke going to get thumped by United.
I'm going to go Pogba.
Pogba's
been a washout, hasn't he?
I don't think so, since
he's come back. He's hit a bit of form with 2 assists and 3 bonus points in the last game. So I'm thinking, ride that form.
He's playing a bit like a bit more of a defensive role. But every time he's had a really stop-start season. I think he's been really good this year.
He's been amazing. Like, if you watch the games.
He's come in and then got injured. Come in, got sent off, whatever. I think he's going to do well. And they've looked fucking tired this over Christmas. Man United especially have looked dead on their feet. So maybe now they've had a week off.
Little break.
Hate to tell you this, Tom, but I think Ash just stole your pick there, mate. So Ash is going for Pogba.
You ever, mate?
Evan,
damn it.
I was just validating your pick.
Well, that's very nice of you to do. Thanks very much, mate.
I've got a little juicy pick of my own.
You've got a little juicy pick.
Yeah, we're going for all, basically just doing exactly what we said we wouldn't do. Yeah. Just go for the megastars. I think Ozil.
Ozil.
I don't know if I'm brave enough to do the transfer.
I think it's quite interesting. Yeah, it's
right,
quite brave.
9.3 mil. They've got Bournemouth, Palace, Swansea, Everton coming up. His buddy's going away. He's angling for a move.
Is he going to be pining for him, or is he going to be like Mahrez and he wants out, so he's going to play amazing?
That's why I think he's going to be fired up for a transfer. Let's get a nice contract. He can sign pre-contracts now, can't he?
Yeah.
He's not going to want to get injured. The only
so does that mean
side.
That he's gonna? Because he does occasionally his little head drops and he sort of walks around a bit. I think until
he signs that pre-contract somewhere else, he's going to be going to get all the value he can. As soon as he signs, he's going to be like, "Whoa,
I've got a sniffle."
Yeah,
you know,
playing for a move, you reckon, dear?
Definitely.
He's
fucking, oh my god,
he's out of there soon. Yeah.
Plus, Bournemouth's such a good matchup for him. They get killed against anybody that plays good football.
That's
such a bad matchup for them.
Yeah, that is true. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah, I like it. Craig, what are you going for?
I am going to go for the tactic you were talking about, Tom, where you more, you know, pick against someone. And for me now, that is Southampton. So I'm going to be picking against Southampton this week. They've only won twice since September. They look in all sorts of shit. And Watford can score goals. The pick I'm going for, though, is I'm praying that he starts, and I'm going to go for Andre Gray.
I was going to say, so Andre Gray's about 6.3 mil, isn't he? Because I was looking at him earlier in a wild card because I looked at Watford's.
Now, for whatever reason, he just hasn't got the minutes yet. But he got 90 minutes against Man City and scored in their loss. But obviously, they've had a lot of goals in midfield this season, like Richarlison. Carrillo scored the odd goal, but he hasn't scored in a while, Richarlison. And Andre Gray, hopefully for 90 minutes. There's been rumours that Deeney might be off. If he starts, I think he'll score. So Andre Gray is going to be my one. So that's
good. He definitely made it into a draft of a potential hypothetical wild card that I did earlier.
Did
today.
He? Interesting. I think if he plays 90 minutes against Southampton and scores, I think we'll be in a lot of more potential drafts of people's wild cards if he can prove he can play back to back games.
Their run's not bad, actually.
The thing with this pick is, and I mean, it could be a weird result, is Watford, aren't they the worst team? I had to look it up, and they are the worst two teams. They're on the worst form together. Like, you're picking against Southampton are 20th in the league on form. Watford are 19th. And they're both, their combined goal difference in the last 12 games is minus 15.
Watford are on a horrible run.
Yeah.
But Southampton, I think, are on a worse one. Are they not?
Mm. It's just because they had a nice run of games. And...
Well, my,
actually,
it was
Southampton. Sorry, the last six games, Southampton got 4 losses, 2 draws. Watford have got 5 losses and a win.
It was more on goals for, goals against. So Watford have scored 31 goals this season, which is actually kind of a top eight kind of statistic, whereas Southampton have conceded 21 and only scored 10. So, you know, it could be wrong. But I'm going with Andre Gray. My mind's made up, guys. I'm married to the idea of it. It's happening.
There isn't that many, quite often, there's a lot of mismatches, aren't there? Like Bournemouth, Arsenal's a bit of one this week.
Yeah.
And Watford, Southampton, I know what you're saying, especially if they'd played... like 10 games ago.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Except Watford to kill them. But this week, there aren't that many. It's like quite even, the teams.
No, because Chelsea-Leicester isn't really a mismatch at all.
No, not really.
A few weeks ago, again, Burnley-Palace would have been a mismatch, but probably not anymore.
Palace at home.
Yeah. So, I don't know. You're right. Same with Everton. Everton a few weeks ago would have got battered by Spurs, but maybe they've got a bit more of respectable form together. So it could be a tough, it could be a low scorer. Who knows?
You know that this week I'm going to have to bring in Andre Gray now, because the fact that I looked at it today and now Craig's tipped in.
Was this a tactic for me to make you do that, thinking it'd be awful as I tried to take you over in the league? Mind games, mate.
Could be mind games. Could have started mind games. We're in the closing sort of weeks of the season now, really.
Well, a competition that I cannot lose this season is the quiz, because I'm not in it. So, but you boys can, and I understand in my absence, with some absolutely barnstorming quizzes... it's currently 12-10.
12-10 to Ash, yes.
Yes.
We've had some lovely quizzes. Props and everything. Yeah. We're throwing cups in balls.
There's no props because it's a podcast. It's an audible art.
Yes,
so I'm gonna go in with a pretty... It's a new quiz, very self-explanatory. It's the transfer window, so we're going to go window shopping. Play the jingle.
I just made that up. Oh, I just thought it was like nice sort of ambient music to window shop.
New listeners might have thought we had jingles for these things. But
I thought there was going to be a jingle.
Well, yeah, Ash looked at me in utter disgust because he obviously thought, well, you and Craig are obviously in on the quiz together because you've done a jingle.
That look was, oh, I can't believe you've prepared a jingle. This is, oh.
Yeah. Oh, can I just say, before we do the quiz, I'd like to call shenanigans on last week, because obviously we've been streaming live on Twitch. Two people said to me they thought that Ash was looking at the little live feed that people type on for answers to the quiz.
Oh, as if. Have you...
Two people. One of them was my brother, true, right? But someone else, a listener, it was like...
I was looking at it, pointing at it to you. The answer, you know what everyone says, right?
Yeah.
Everyone says, oh, the quiz is so easy, I can't believe you get it right. You should have seen. That's why I was pointing out to you.
People
the answers
wrong
they were coming out with were fucking mental.
Well, because I am saying that because you literally cheated at the live podcast because you got a text on your watch with the answer from your wife at the live podcast.
That's true.
In London. And
that's
I didn't say anything. So,
that's
you know,
true. I don't know what kind of order and lack of conduct you had in the quizzes when I wasn't here, lads, but I said I wanted to do a quiz and you've chatted for 3 minutes. Shut up.
Sorry, I do apologise.
And let's do a quiz. It's window shopping. Play the jingle. We haven't got a jingle.
No, I was going to do it again.
But yeah, so what's going to happen is it's January transfer window, and this is going to be a quiz about some of the big January transfer windows over the history of the window. So some of the big movers and shakers that have happened in January over the last however many years. The format of it is very much a Who Am I format. So you're going to pick between one and
it's
six.
It's good because he doesn't know anyone's name. Yeah.
It's going to be much better of a first. You say a name and we have to tell you who they are, the context of their lives.
Well, it could be handy reverse, but you'll pick a number. There's 6 different ones. You'll pick which one you want, numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6, and I'll ask you, there's 5 Who Am I questions. Now, after each clue, you get to have a guess. If you get it in the first guess, you get 5 points. Second guess, 4 points. Third guess, 3 points, and all the way down, if that makes sense.
No, wait, I got a message on my watch and glanced at it and just looked away for a second. And when I turned back, you're in the middle
are
of
you
this
cheating
points
again on your
and
watch?
Watches and fingers.
Yeah.
Let's just revert that for 2 seconds. What?
Literally every listener understands, and yet you were looking at your watch.
Plenty of them might be looking at their watches. They might need a recap.
Yeah.
Well, okay. The simplest way to explain it is you will pick a number which relates to a question. I will then give you 5 clues about a famous January transfer window signing. I'm going to give you the first. They'll get increasingly easier, the clues, and you get a guess after each one.
I see.
If you get it early, you get more points.
I get you.
Okay, it adds up. Okay. So, bearing in mind, I'm not sure Ash totally understands it. Tom, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6. Which one would you like?
Number 4, my lucky number.
He's going to go for number four. Okay, so let's have a look. Number four is... Okay, so, Tom, remember you get a guess after each one. Tom, who am I?
Craig
for 5 points. No, oh, correct. For 5 points.
That's a typical quiz.
Now, you're going to notice that clue one, it's going to be unlikely you're going to get it from clue one because they're quite obscure. Who am I? I'm a bit of a foodie and love nothing more than the smell of freshly cooked quail.
Is it...
I'm an avid skateboarder and I like going to Australia.
Is it Dion Dublin?
Incorrect. For 4 points, I am the eighth most capped player for my country.
Is it Robin van Persie?
Incorrect. For 3 points, my famous January move was for £50 million to London.
Dum, dum, dum.
50. Is it... Oh, no, it can't be. Is it... Oh, God.
I nearly... Give you extra time to think about this. I nearly mentioned this in the example of...
Did you?
When we were talking about transfers earlier, I nearly said... Oh, this team just spent this amount of money on this
player. Right. Well, if on the unlikely event Tom doesn't get after five clues, actually, you will get a chance to steal it for 1 point.
I don't think I'm going to get it.
The fifth clue.
Get on the next clue, yeah.
Get any guess, Tom? Give us a name.
No, go on. Give me one more.
Okay. For 2 points, my nickname is El Nino, and I now ply my trade where it all began, Atletico Madrid.
Diego Costa.
Incorrect. For 1 point, I once scored at the Nou Camp and helped Gary Neville to reach orgasm. These are good clues, right, Ash?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I mean, the first one was really difficult.
Of course.
Oh my God.
It's easy now.
El Nino, I know that. Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah, this is the moment. You could easily.
I don't know. You could easily
just not think of it, yeah.
No.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, for 1 point,
Ash. I wanted to speed it up. I can't.
Do you know who it is?
Fernando Torres, isn't it?
It is Fernando Torres.
I nearly said it off to the 50. Yeah, yeah. The 50 mil, and I was like, he wasn't 50 mil, was he?
It's so funny because I nearly said, I was going to say it earlier, and then we changed the subject. I was going to say, when you're talking about people spending money, I was like, that's when like Chelsea spent 50 million on Torres. It doesn't really matter. Just like,
yeah,
I nearly said it after when you said the 50 mil.
Yeah, he went for Liverpool.
Is he that well capped? Fucking hell.
Yeah, 110 caps. So that's 1 point for Ash. Ash, would you like 1, 2, 3, 5, or 6?
6, please, Bob.
6. Okay, so for who am I? For 5 points. My mother is a black belt in judo, and my favourite item of clothing is my leopard print hat. If one of you get it on these.
Andrea Sharvin.
Incorrect. Good guess. 4 points. This January move was in 2015 for £25 million, where I went from relegation battlers to title contenders to sit on a bench.
Oh, God, that's like the longest bloody thing in the world. Look at that.
It's because it's hard.
Oh, 25 mil to... Lallana?
Incorrect. 3 points. I'm one of those annoying types who has his first name on the back of his shirt.
Fuck. Seems like it should be really easy.
The money shots are 2 points and 1 point. It gets very easy for these.
Delph?
Incorrect. Good guess, sir. Good guesses. For 2 points, I've since played badly for Stoke on loan and now I'm back in Wales.
Oh, no, it's harder. Shit. Oh, yeah, Wilfred Bonny.
Correct. There it is for 2 points. Well done.
I'm actually glad you got that because I thought we...
Well, the last one was, I'm an Ivory Coast international. My surname could be used to describe a skinny person's arse. So I think you'd have probably got it.
Yeah.
Well, you say that.
Action 3. So that was number 6, wasn't it?
Ian Thinbum.
So, Tom, 1, 2, 3, or 5?
5, please.
Okay, these are all varying degrees of known. So, number 5. Tom, who am I? For 5 points, my wife is called Sophia, and my daughter's name is the anagram of an English football stadium.
Jesus Christ.
Just have a guess at a famous January move, I guess.
I don't know, when did he come? It wasn't January. Ah. Oh.
Feel free to pass if you don't know one.
Pass, but I remember when
Arsenal brought Sol Rafford. Yeah.
He thinks he knows it. Yeah. For 4 points, I'm considered arguably the best January signing of all time since moving to the Premier League in 2014.
Oh.
Best January? Oh my God.
This is one of those really annoying things where if they said it on Sky or whatever, you'd be like, oh, of course, yeah, he moved in January. But then just randomly.
January 14. Before we did the pod, January 14, wasn't it? just before we started.
It was. That's like the Premier League. That's when Tom got into football.
Yeah, it's a bit like the Premier League. If it happened before the podcast, it doesn't count. This is where statistics began.
Okay, do you want next?
For 3 points, I famously loved scoring goals against Norwich and was part of an SAS strike force.
Oh, Alan Shearer.
Incorrect. For 2 points, I got a dream move to Barcelona despite literally biting anyone who came near me.
Oh, Suarez.
Luis Suarez, yeah.
Alan Shearer. So I've gone... So some of my guesses have been Alan Shearer, Dion Dublin, and Robin Van Persie.
It was Suarez. Lovely. Suarez and Sturridge.
It's the different the SAS. SAS. Yeah, of course it was. Yeah,
and his daughter's called Delphina, and I think you knew that.
Oh, and you said fucking 2014, and I gave the answer as Alan Shearer. You just said SAS, and I thought, I recognise that name from my youth. I mean, said Chris fucking Sutton.
Maybe got his transfer to
I would love to see you on the chase. You'd shit your pants. Okay, what number was that you went for? You went for five, didn't you?
Yeah, so it's 3-2.
Yeah. So we've got numbers 1, 2, and 3 left.
Okay, number one, please.
Number one, okay.
One, please, Sue.
Yeah, and it is 3-2, you're right. For 5 points, my middle name is Thomas, and I was born in 1989.
1989, I have no idea. Footballer.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what? I'd have a go.
Next, okay, for 4 points, Ash.
Yeah.
I moved for £35 million in January 2011.
January. So someone in there is nearly... he's about 28. And when was it? January 2011?
Yeah.
This was a while ago, for 35 million.
Yeah, isn't it?
Oh, this is super annoying. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay, for 3 points, I went from postcode NE1 to L4.
What? NE? Oh my God.
I think Tom might know it to steal a point.
Shit.
Sorry, you got two more clues.
Hold on. Dutch?
Incorrect. For 2 points, I have the hair of a horse and used to live with Kevin Nolan.
Oh, Carol, shit. I knew it was someone that had gone to Liverpool, 35 year old course.
And your answer, Ash?
Fucking hell.
Yeah, Andy Carroll. Yeah.
Andy Carroll, correct.
Oh, that is really good.
Fucking hell.
What are the other clues?
I shout at women in pubs.
35 million in January 2011. Postcode NE1 to L4. You moved. I couldn't just say you went from Newcastle to Liverpool.
I thought NE was a London postcode.
That's where I was going to go.
The added confusion, in fairness. Mm. Okay, Tom, so it's 5-2. You need a good score. You need a 5, a 4, a 3 here, mate.
Okay.
Number two. Okay, so for 5 points, Tom. I was born in a town called Sabach and my dad is called Dragon.
Is it Andre Arshavin?
No, good guess again, though. For 4 points, I played for the same club in England twice.
Did he hate Drogba?
Incorrect. Good guess.
Oh!
3 points. This January...
Drogba's...
Imagine if your name was Dragon Drogba.
That was a slow burner for me for some reason. For 3 points, this January move was in 2014 for £21 million from Benfica for my second stint.
Benfica? 2014? Oh my God. That's too late for Shevchenko, isn't it? Oh no, I don't know.
2 points. I'm a pretty shit FPL pick and have only scored over 100 points once, despite being a very well-respected midfielder.
Toure?
No, incorrect. And for 1 point, I took Bastian Schweinsteiger's number at Man U to play for Mourinho once again.
Matic.
It is Matic, yeah.
Bollocks.
Dragon Matic?
Yeah.
Dragon Matic.
It's a good name. Sounds like a board game.
Yeah.
And then, Ash, you have won this week, but do you want to do the last one?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay. For 5 points... I once ran a 10.5 second 100 metres, and my surname can be an insult.
Fuchs.
Incorrect. For 4 points.
Oh, I was going to say tits.
I made my debut for Ipswich in 2001 against Swedish side Helsingborg.
No, I don't know.
For 3 points, my big January move came in 2011 for £24 million to Aston Villa, of all places.
Elf again.
Incorrect. For 2 points, I once assisted a balloon in scoring a Premier League goal.
Oh, shit. Oh, I can't remember, but I remember that. Yeah, oh, God, I don't know who it was. That's classic. Wasn't it a beach ball?
Yeah. For 1 point, Harry Redknapp compared me to his missus for my mishap at Spurs.
No, I'm glad the quiz is over. Who was it?
Do you know it, Tom?
I've given up, mate. Don't care.
It's Darren Bent.
Ben.
Oh, of course, yeah, it was Ipswich, wasn't it? Yeah. I forgot he was a footballer.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Good quizzing, guys. 5-3 to Ash.
I like that.
That's a nice quiz, Craig. Well done.
I'd be interested to know how people at home got on with that, honestly.
Oh, fuck off.
When
we get it sorted back out, when we do it on Twitch,
yeah,
and then people can give their answers in real time, and you'll see.
Yeah, well, and then you'll see them, and then you'll give them as your bloody
answers. I tell you what, next week, you can just read their answers off and see how well that does during the quiz.
Because I struggle to believe anyone was getting 5 points on picks there, but yeah. So that makes it 13-10 to Ash.
13-10.
But still plenty to play for, still very close.
Do you know what? 13-10, and this is the Game Week 23 podcast.
Oh my God.
How good's that?
Wow.
Yeah, the maths works.
We're doing really well. Craig, well done. Thank you for the quiz. We will let you back on next week.
Yes.
Unless you're off to like New Zealand or something.
Yeah, that is true. I am working on Nairobi's Strictly Come Dancing.
Excellent. Lovely. Yeah. Thanks very much, mate. Yeah, it was really good. Great to have you back. Great to have the gang back together again, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is lovely. Yeah, and I might even help out on Twitter. But remember to tweet us your hashtag balls or your team before the Saturday deadline, which is a 3 PM kickoff. So loads of time to get that in and send us your hashtag balls.
You can find Craig on Twitter at...
Sometimes, yeah. At Craig Hazel.
I'm at @Tom_Holmes.
I'm at Ash Kernsworth, and I am fucking prolific.
And you are prolific. Hasn't probably tweeted since about October. Last time Craig podded, probably. Also, get us on Facebook. I've taken over the Facebook. I'm going to try and get good at it because I was rubbish. But we're great at Twitter. But we're not as good at Facebook. But yeah, we're going to start to build that shit up.
Before Craig says goodbye, I'd just like to thank all our Patreons for helping support the show. It like costs us money and shit for fucking stuff.
For shit, yeah, man.
So thanks for helping out, guys. Pad, Colin, Adam, James, Elliot, Joe, Frederick, Dan, Chris, Ash, Stuart, Edward, Hayden, Susan, John, Tom,
Mahesh,
thanks. Robert, Carmen, Ian, Raphael, Luke, Gare, Jason, Chuck, Heath, James, Martin, Jack, Sam, Oscar, Dan, Sabzi and Johnny. God, there's a lot of you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Couldn't do it without you, so we really appreciate that. We just did a very fun, exclusive podcast, first part of it that we're putting together for you, so thanks very much. But yeah, good luck with the game week. Lovely to get into 2018. Hopefully you can all have a good one. Thanks very much for listening. And goodbye.